But right now, we have a phone number for a guy that missed the cut. I don't know what's going on
with your ears.
I don't know. It's this intercom. It's stuck. It's driving me nuts.
How about that?
Nope. Anyway, Tiger missed the cut for the third straight major, and he tweeted on Sunday from his couch at his home in Jupiter as he was watching the final round. So we've got a number. Let's call Tiger, see how he feels about the state of his golf game. It's 9:40 Florida time, so I'm sure he's up and at him.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, man.
Oh, hi, Tiger. Hey, how's it going, man?
Hi.
Hey.
It's so good to hear from you guys. My phone just doesn't ring too often anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll always call you Tiger.
Yeah, I know. You guys have always been so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for that. Hey, I got the big package of Skittles you guys sent me.
Oh, good.
It's like 24 bags of them.
Yeah.
We thought you'd like that. We thought you might need some cheering up.
Oh, it really helped cheer me up. I ate like half of them in one sitting. And, Junior, thanks for sending me the Harry's shaving kit.
Oh, yeah. I figured you'd started shaving by now.
Well, I haven't really yet, but when I do get my, you know, my hair on my face and on my down there, I'll start using it.
Good. Well,
go ahead, Junior. I think you had a question just then.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the PGA Championship, and you missed the cut again in a major. Just wondering how you're feeling about your game.
You know, I think of all the tournaments that I've played, I really enjoyed this tournament the most.
Yeah?
Because I was really getting good reception on my TV. And my nanny let me have like 5 bags of microwave popcorn.
Oh, wow. That is a great way to enjoy a major.
It was great watching those final 2 rounds, but eating all that popcorn, I had a tummy ache afterwards. That's a lot.
That'll do it.
I was having trouble having a movement.
Oh, no. Too much popcorn.
Yeah, so I had to sit on my Lightning McQueen potty for like 2 hours straining until finally my Guatemalan nanny had to suppository me.
Oh man. Rough weekend.
We don't need to hear that. We were hoping just to hear maybe more about your golf game and what's wrong with that now.
Hey, you know something I heard that made me pissed off mad?
What's that?
People were saying that Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and Jason Day are the big 3 in the post-Tiger era.
That's kind of what people are looking at now.
Excuse me, post-Tiger era? I'm still here. I'm still involved in watching golf.
Yeah, you are watching. That's true.
Ain't no post-Tiger era. And the big 3 in the post-Tiger era? Huh. Let's add up the majors of those big 3, those so-called big 3. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I have 6 for them and 14 for me.
Yeah, you got them still.
3 combined don't equal me.
That's right.
And you know what I have to say? I'm a gracious sportsman because I didn't mind that Jason Day won.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see my tweet during the tournament?
Yeah, we saw that. That was nice.
Yeah, the only thing I left off of that tweet was #, at least it's not Phil. I ran out of characters.
Still rooting against Phil, huh?
Yeah, of course I'm rooting against Phil. You know how people sometimes when someone hits the ball say, get in the hole!
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every time Phil would swing and hit it, I'd say, get in the water!
That's terrible. That's not sportsmanlike, and that's what this sport's all about.
But I wanted to tweet that, too, but I'm trying to figure out social media. I've had, like, a lot more time to learn how to do social media lately. And Katilda just now let me get a smartphone. So I've been begging her for years, but, you know, she's from rural China where they communicate with smoke signals and through the ghosts of ancestors.
She's not from rural China.
So she, So she didn't understand how to use smartphones.
Right. It's about time she learned, I think.
It is. It is. Well, hey, did you see Jason Day's wife?
Mm-hmm.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. Don't say that.
I was having impure thoughts that are against my church.
Oh, Tiger.
When I was looking at her.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to have a pretty wife.
Mm-hmm.
Until I banged a Denny's waitress to get a free moons over my hammy and my whole world fell apart.
Yeah, that was one of the things that did it.
It seems crazy now, doesn't it?
Pretty crazy.
I mean, one minute you're on top of the world with 1,000 endorsements and you're winning every tournament. And the next minute you're lying on the ground next to a wrecked Escalade with a 9-iron wrapped around your neck and a dislodged fire hydrant geysering 50 feet in the air and soaking the paramedics who are clearing the hydrocodone bottles out of your glove box.
What a scene.
Quite a fall.
Things just change so quickly in this world.
Yeah, they can change, all right.
You know how I really wish was here to help me get my game back?
Mm, almost made it.
Who's that?
Bye-bye. Earl.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who died because he was an obese drunk.
Whoa, Tiger.
Tiger, you don't really
like that.
Feel
on,
that way
your
about
father.
Your dad.
I sure miss him.
Yeah, okay, that's a little better.
Bye, Muser.
Bye, Tiger. Hang in there.
Pray for me.
Okay. There's Fake Tiger with us.